what started out as a dry, hot month, and now certain weather stations are seeing well above average rainfall. Anyway, on that topic, it's time for our weekly, as close to weekly as we can get, consultation with Kenny Blumenfeld, the senior climatologist at the Minnesota DNR. Kenny, I didn't mean to scare you there that we actually have any complaints. We just want explanations and observations from you about what was quite a wet period for over about 4 days here, starting last Friday, ending, we don't know if it's ended. I guess some of us think that it's continued to be cloudy all week, and we keep waking up each day wondering if it'll be a repeat of last weekend. Any insight?
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed you were using past tense there, Leo. I think that you're going to get another shot of pretty heavy precipitation up on at least the lower portions of the North Shore between Duluth and Two Harbors. There's a tiny bit of uncertainty, but there's more rain coming. Looking at the bigger picture, yeah, we entered a very wet pattern, and you were right. Across the state, September was actually the month that has sort of had brought us the most concern in terms of drought. It was most of the state, if not all of it, was running very dry, going back to not just the beginning of the year, but especially kind of that important growing part of the year, beginning, you know, basically mid-May. Really large precipitation deficits up until early and mid-September. And this is where we saw huge advances in some of the categories and the coverage areas on our drought monitor. That's the national product people see. It's color-coded kind of in yellows, oranges, and reds to tell you where the drought is and what category of severity it has. And we saw, you know, an area southwest of Duluth was into the most... what's called exceptional drought. That's the highest category that we have. And then another area along the Iowa border and most of eastern Minnesota was in the next highest level, which is extreme drought. And you know things are bad when you're in the second worst category and it's called extreme. So we were running into problems. The outlooks were dire. And I'm just going to give you a sense of what's happened this month in the Two Harbors area. Several stations, there's stations that have recorded over 11 inches of rain, which is equivalent to the rainfall that you would expect. I'm not joking here. That's equivalent to the rain that you would expect basically in 2.5 or 2 2/3 summer months. So 11 inches of rain is a lot, and a lot of it came in. Now that's high. That's one of the higher values. But in town, 7 to 8 inches is common in the Two Harbors area. That's just since the beginning of September. And as you know, most of that has fallen in the last 2 weeks,
right.
Basically.
Right.
And So if we go down the road a bit to our friends in Duluth, you could just pump a little bit more muscle into some of those numbers. And you have some of the Coco Raz observers in Duluth up to 13 inches. Just for the month of September.
Yeah.
And so what this has done is it has certainly changed the statistics of the hydroclimate year so far. I mean, we don't really have in those areas any more precipitation deficits. Now, how much of this rain has actually been utilized by the soil, that's open to some debate, because we know if you looked at the videos coming out of Duluth and multiple times now in the last couple of weeks, and this may have happened in Two Harbors also, a lot of runoff, a lot of kind of gushing cascades coming down the streets, some erosion, some flooding. And when we see that, that tells us that there's a lot of the rain is not making it into the ground. It's just running off and going elsewhere. So puts us in kind of a tricky situation, but it's certainly a very wet period. And your listeners probably are aware that the National Weather Service in Duluth has actually issued a flood watch for the Two Harbors area.
Yes.
The flood watch essentially goes right up to the Lake Cook County border and then down past Duluth and into Carlton County. And that's because this is an area that's already gotten a lot of precipitation in the last couple weeks. And it's not exactly clear where the bullseye is going to be tonight and tomorrow morning. That's kind of the period where we expect a lot of precipitation in that area, in your area. It's not a slam dunk where it's going to be, but there should be some rain in that area, and it could be potentially quite heavy. Chance again, some areas getting 2 inches or more. We're having that right now in the Twin Cities this morning. We're getting pounded by thunderstorms.
And is timing, you know, the closer we get, the more accurate our forecast becomes as we finally start seeing the event already underway. But any hints on the timing? I only ask you this, Kenny, because we have the intrepid team of KTWH highway cleanup crew that thought they were postponing their cleanup from last Saturday to this Saturday. They start at 10 a.m. Any chance that all of the roughest weather might happen overnight during the dark hours, or is that asking too much?
No, there's actually a pretty good chance of that.
Okay.
I would say right now the signal, and when we talk about signals and the models, what we're really saying is, you know, you see a lot of different solutions. Some of the models that forecasters use are a new version of the model is run every hour. And you can't just take, you know, the newest model at face value and throw out the oldest one. So you end up with this kind of fuzzy view of what could happen. And in all of the different scenarios that you see, and that's just one model. There's, you know, almost a dozen different forecast models out there. Some of them are run every hour. Some are run every 3. Some are run every 6 hours. And you end up with a lot of information. And when we talk about a signal, what we're talking about is, okay, amongst all of these, so just imagine a bunch of different forecast radar patterns. They're all kind of showing heavy precipitation somewhere within, you know, 50 miles of the North Shore. The signal that we're seeing is that most of that would be in the late overnight, early morning hours period from late tonight into tomorrow morning. Probably, you know, again, the signal, in other words, the kind of the bulk of those scenarios show that the precipitation would mostly be over before sunrise.
Uh-huh.
In the Two Harbors area, with, you know, maybe some lingering sprinkles, but the main pulse of energy is expected to be off into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and northern Wisconsin during most of the day tomorrow. So your cleanup crew, if that holds, your cleanup crew is going to have a soggy time of it, but they'll be able to, you know, because the ground will be so wet, but at least there won't be rain coming down at the time.
Well, I did label them intrepid, so let's see if they are able to muster in their rain gear. There's really no bad weather, just inadequate gear, right, Kenny?
That is correct. I mean, all you can do is be prepared and, of course, avoid hazardous conditions like lightning. Can't work in the lightning.
Indeed.
But,
I did have a listener contact me late this week who has been waiting to do a specific homestead chore that requires it be done in lower humidity. Is there a real fundamental change here this whole month where we're trending towards lots of cloudiness and humidity? And she wanted to put it in the context of, can we say anything about whether September's will be getting more or less of this sort of pattern with over the years with climate change? I know that must be a handful, and we've only got 2 minutes. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's going to probably be a little bit of both. When we have the September's, you know, most of this month, up, you know, for certainly the first half of it, but most of the conditions have been warm and dry, and the more warming that we get in our climate system, and the more warming we get during summertime, I think the more likely it is that you're going to be pushing into kind of dry, crispy, low humidity conditions in September. Many of our recent Septembers have been very warm and also quite dry, lower humidity, a lot of clear days. However, what we're seeing recently is also kind of going hand in hand with this same change, because there's more moisture available globally. And so when a fall weather system comes through, it's got more moisture than it used to have, and it can rain harder than maybe what was typical. So a little bit of both, low humidity conditions on those years that are already dry and somewhat warm, but then maybe moist conditions when you're in a soggy pattern. So you got to kind of prepare for both scenarios here.
Yes. And I guess some of us think of winter storms that often have a drier, windier, refreshing front move in after the bulk of the precipitation. We can't count on that kind of pattern other periods of the year, I suppose.
Right. Sometimes you can. But like we might get into something like last winter, too, where we had very wet snows most of the winter, and some of them were quite damaging.
Yeah, and we even saw this week a little bit of windy weather with fogginess, and we just thought we're getting soup to nuts in August from a near 100 degree day to this. September, Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, and September's going to finish as the wettest or one of the very wettest Septembers on record in your area, and certainly in the Duluth area. And it's also going to finish as one of the top three warmest Septembers on record.
Wow.
So it's been quite a month.
Yeah, and anecdotally, out at our station, our Coco Roz reporting station, 7 miles west of town, I think we've had over 10 inches recorded in September, and it exceeds the previous 3 months combined. So that's kind of a note to put it in perspective.
Yeah, that is that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
sure
similar
is
to what we're seeing in the Duluth area, just a wet time of it. So I guess for the quick forecast, the appearance anyway is that, you know, we're going to have a wet weekend. There's a good chance of more rain, and some of it could be heavy, and you might even have flooding, which is why you have that flash flood watch in effect. After the weekend, we just, you know, there aren't any smoking gun signs of another really big dump of precipitation. And by Monday, you know, temperatures are going to be glorious. You're going to be in the upper 70s. You're going to have probably fairly warm Saturday, Sunday, maybe a little bit humid. And then just, you know, kind of typical fall week ahead with some chances of showers, temperatures in the, a little bit warm, temperatures in the 60s and 70s during the day. And
wow.
50s and maybe a couple 40s at night.
Well, we're holding on to warm overnights, and we know that those cooler nights are coming. But Kenny, we could drill down on more of what to expect and what we've been experiencing with you for hours, but I'm up against the clock. So thank you so much for joining us this week. Appreciate it a lot.
Of course, we'll talk to you. Sure, we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you, Kenny. Bye now. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.